because I had to go up. I couldn't figure why, because my leader, he wouldn't know that he... Then I discovered he was blind because he couldn't see because there's snow on, so I had to go up and stick my fingers and take the icicles off of his eyelashes. They were just about froze. You just put your finger against them, they'll slip off. And so, of course, then my hands would be freezing when they're doing that. I've just done that a couple of times. Then after that, I had to look right at it, and that's when the wind hit, and even with a party hood up, it froze my face that way. Because I had to watch him, because the two lead dogs, both of them, they'd mind me, go gee or ha, but they couldn't hardly see, you know. But that's one time I really did see cold weather in there, but that was worse than another Charlie trick at 68 below.
Mm-hmm. With the wind.
Mm.
How big were your dogs?
Well, they'd run from about 75 to 100 pounds. And you can see on the picture here, you see, that old wheel dog, old Lincoln, he was even in working shape, he'd be about 105 pounds. 108. He'd weigh 110, but he'd run 105, 108 when he was in good shape and working trim.
This picture that Charlie is showing me has six dogs in front of his sled. Is that a normal?
No, I should have had eight, but I used nine on the lower river team, and so I ended up with six up there. They worked good together, and so that's the reason I used nine on the lower run, nine dogs and six up here.
This particular
sometime I ended up with only eight down there, though, because kind of sometime I have to leave a dog and kind of sore feet, frozen feet, I'd have to leave them at Charlie Creek.